This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
Well, if you talk to the analytics people, they'll tell you never move up. Right? Acquire as many darts as you can. Keep moving back.
Will the Jaguars move back and acquire more of those darts, as the GM Trent Baalke said about a week ago? Tonight, they hold the 17th pick in the NFL draft. Action Sports' Jack's Brent Martineau is headed to Everbank Stadium for a very long day and what could be a very long night if they happen to trade back. What's your gut telling you the morning of the draft, Brent?
I don't think they're going to stay at 17. I just have a feeling they're going to move around a little bit. Now, I do think they're more likely to move up at this stage than back. I think they've covered a couple of players, Rich, and there was a lot of talk last week with Trent Baalke about that number 12, 13, 14, and he's talking about those picks. So a little baby step up, a few picks. You don't have to give up too much capital, maybe, and you go get a guy that you really covet. Now, who is that? What position? Well, there are a bunch of options for the Jacksonville Jaguars. So right now, my early prediction is the Jaguars move up to 12, 13, 14, go get a guy they really like instead of sit at 17.
And on the offense or on the defense, you thinking?
that's where it gets muddy. I think...
Don't pin me down or anything, Rich.
Yeah, I think everybody wants a receiver, right? And I'm with them. But I also think this is a... You don't get what you want in a draft a lot. So will they take a Brian Thomas if he's still available? He's like the fourth best receiver many think on the board. It's more likely to me that they go get a defensive player. Cornerback, people are talking. But I think pass rusher is so sleepy here. A Jared Verse from Florida State or somebody like that. Because there's not a lot of depth on their pass rush behind Josh Allen and Trayvon Walker. I think we've been a little bit blinded by the fact that Josh signed this big extension and Trayvon's still a young player. Well, you need more than just two guys there. And the Jags really don't have a lot of depth there. So I'm kind of leaning toward the pass rusher, but corner is definitely in play too.
Yeah, and obviously what happens ahead of the Jaguars, wherever they end up drafting, whether it's 17 or they move up or perhaps move back, will also ultimately be instructed. But the other thing that I think I found interesting in listening to Trent Baalke is the character of the guy, or maybe the pedigree of the player coming from a specific kind of system or maybe a specific kind of school. Does that help them, or does that kind of change their draft board in any way?
I think it does help them when things get real piled up in a position. So let's just take the cornerback position, where that's the Vegas odds that the Jags will pick a corner. Well, there's like two good corners that I think have separated themselves, at least from the group think. Well, then there's a bunch of other corners. And even Trent Baalke said, hey, you take 32 teams, they'll list these top 10 guys in 32 different ways. And so that's where I think your character traits really come in to, all right, we're going to red flag that guy. We're going to put him at the back of our list. We're going to put these guys at the front of our list because the talent pool is very similar. So, and I also think it could create a situation that you were talking about coming in, and that is that's where you might move back because you have four or five different guys that you like. It doesn't matter necessarily which one you like, and you think they're going to be on the board. So this is a fascinating draft, Rich, for the Jags. I think there's so much on the table for them sitting in the middle of this first round.
And for the fans, obviously, it gets a little bit more electric if it's a flashy player, a name that a lot of people recognize. Fans will be out there for the draft party. We'll be watching along. Y'all have a 7 o'clock show on Fox 30 Action News. Jax, I do wonder, you know, having the draft in the city of Detroit, my original hometown, seeing the draft being there and then also seeing the Super Bowl there previously in 2006, 2005, six season. Will Jacksonville make a play for the NFL draft long term? You hearing any word on that?
They will absolutely make a play. I mean, years ago, when this thing was up in Philly around 2018, 2019, I thought it was really trending that the Jags would get the draft. And they had people go up to Philly, in fact, and scout it out and start putting a proposal together. Well, what shifted was probably not only the pandemic, but also their eyes at this new stadium. Mm. And so that everything got put on hold. But I think Jacksonville, I've been to a lot of these drafts, Rich. I think Jacksonville is a terrific place to host the draft. I think they will someday. I think obviously a lot of this has to do with the stadium when that gets done. But you're talking about the end of this decade and early part of the 2030 decade. Who knows what we're doing, Rich. But by that time, I think the Jags seriously are going to have a draft and they'll put their name in for it. They want to host it. It's just right now the timing with all the stadium stuff doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it looks like we're about a few weeks away. City leaders hope to have a copy by mid-May, which would then go to city council, public town hall meetings, and then ultimately a decision that may come at some point over the summer months. And a reminder, the flashiness of the draft ends up being the first pick in the first round ultimately, but Jags hold on to a handful of really good prominent positions here into the weekend too, Brent.
Oh, yeah, they have 8 picks in this draft, and I think that second-round pick, and especially the third, they have 2 fourths, too. All those picks could be contributors and impact players that you get, and that's where you find a steal, and maybe you move up and down there as well. So, again, I think this – and here's the other thing, Rich. I think it's going to be a crazy day in the NFL. I just have a feeling, a gut feeling, and it could be a crazy day in Jacksonville. T. Higgins from Cincinnati requested a trade yesterday, according to reports. Could the Jags go make a run at the Cincinnati Bengals receiver? Is Brandon Ayuk in San Francisco still on the board? Did they go get a receiver and help that way? They have a bunch of money cleared. So what are the Jags going to do today? What's the rest of the NFL going to do? Buckle up. I think it's going to be a lot of fun that doesn't just start at 8 o'clock tonight with a draft.
Yeah, indeed. We'll be watching along. And so you've got a lot of stories to bring us. What, 7 o'clock tonight on Fox 30?
Yeah, draft night in Duval tonight, 7 o'clock. We'll have it on Fox 30. We'll have coverage all day, of course. Checking in on all our different newscasts, CBS 47, Fox 30. And then later tonight, we'll recap the draft day one at 11:15 on CBS 47 and Fox 30 as well.
All right, we'll be plugged in. At least I can tell you this. Burrish put a 9 on the weather meter, near perfect. It's going to be just about ideal weather for being outdoors. Make sure you got your sunblock, okay, buddy?
All right, we'll do so. Have a good day, man.
All right, man, thanks.